Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as she teaches the infallible Word of God.
Open your Bible to Psalms 24. We thank God for His Word. Amen. And we thank God that this Word will bring life to each and every individual on this day, and it will quicken you. Amen. Psalms 24, verse 1. Psalms 24, verse 1. The word of God reads, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." I'm going to say it again. "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein." I want to talk about God is your reservoir. God is your reservoir. And a reservoir is a source, a supply for something. And when we look at a reservoir, we look at it's a container that contains water, and that water is released as it is needed. So God was placing on my spirit that He is our reservoir. And that's how we have to see God, as our reservoir. And when the Bible said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and the world and all that dwell therein, it means that God owns everything. Everything belongs to God. So in order for God to become our reservoir, which He is our reservoir, we have to depend totally on Him. We have to put our dependency so much on God, because we know that God has everything that we need. When God impressed this in my spirit, and I believe last Sunday we talked a little about Psalms 24, but God keep impressing this in my spirit, let me know, people not realizing who He is. People not realizing the power of God. How do I know this? Because people are turning to weakly and beggarly elements. They're turning to things more of the world than they're turning to God. And the reason why they're doing this, because they really don't know that He's God. We have to recognize whom we are serving. I like how David said in Psalms 24:23, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd." And in what he was saying, that he gives me everything that I need. He supplies my needs. So David recognized Him as his shepherd. And a shepherd is someone that keeps the sheep. A shepherd is someone that protects the sheep. A shepherd is someone that watches over the sheep. So David recognized Him as being his shepherd, and knowing that He was his shepherd, He shall not want, He shall not lack. And that's where we got to get to. We have to get to the point of knowing that nobody can give to us like God can. See, our mind has to be so totally off of what the world is doing and so focused on Him and who He is and everything that He has already done for us, that we won't turn to man. We will turn to God no matter what the situation is. We know that God is our reservoir. And I know people today, right now in this place, you got situations. You got issues. You got things that's going on in your life, but you're trying to fix it. You're trying to make it work. You will never be able to make it work. See, it's not in you. It is in Him. And until you know, get to know God, get to know who He is, get to know what He has done, until you spend that time with God, you will miss out on the things that God has already prepared for you. And one thing that I love about God, y'all, he prepared all of this stuff for us even before we were worthy of it. God made everything that we need. He made it already available for us. That's just how much God loves you. You don't have to try to do this to get that from God. God has already done everything through his son. And I like how with Paul and how Paul was talking to the Philippians and how the Philippians were supplying for Paul's needs. They were giving unto Paul because of the work that Paul was doing. And Paul began to say, he said, may my God, may God supply all of your needs. He didn't say one. He said all of your needs. Now think about this. You went out on a limb and you helped somebody with what they were doing. God ain't just going to do one thing for you. The Bible says that he's going to supply all of your needs. Why? Because God knows what you're in the need of even before you ask. God knows more about you than you know about yourself. God knows more about you than your father and mother know about you. God created you. You didn't create yourself. God knows you. So Paul was saying, may God supply all of your needs according to his riches. Catch it. It ain't according to what you got. It's according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So we have to look at what he has, not what we have, because what we have is never enough. We need to get an amen on that. I don't care how much money we get. Seem like it's never enough. Seem like it's not sufficient for what we want to do. Seem like as soon as we put it in our hand, boom, bam, it's gone. But I'm here to tell you that God will always be your supply. He will always meet every need that's needed in your life according to his riches. It ain't according to you. It's according to him. God has already made it available for you. And see, where we're missing it at, the Bible says, give us this day our daily bread. See, our problem is we get so stuck in greed. We get so stuck in covetousness. We get so stuck in thinking we know what we need for that day. But I'm here to tell you, God has already gave you a supply for the day that you're in. But our problem is we get so greedy and we try to get access. We try to get more than what we need. And how many know half the time we don't even use it? We go in the grocery store for one thing. Mind you not, don't get a buggy. Because if you get a buggy, you're just getting ready to shop. You know how sometimes we get the buggy and I throw my pocketbook in the buggy and I'm just going to get one thing. By the time I get to the register, I'm like, wow, I didn't come in here for all of that. Y'all know what I mean. And you, every aisle you turn down, they got a display. Buy one, get one free. And don't go in there hungry, please. Go ahead and stop, get some French fries to hold you over until you come out of these stores. Because if you go in there hungry, you're going to spend light bill, you're going to spend tithe, you're going to spend everything that you thought that you could hold on to because you're hungry at the time. They have everything right there for your eyes to see so you can have a desire, so you can covet those things, even in the grocery store, y'all. And they done got it, so they'll put toys on display in the grocery store during the time of Christmas, and you're like, wow. That would be a nice gift for somebody. And you didn't come in there for all of that. You come in there for one bell pepper. Now, how do I end up from over there where produce was on the other side of the store, and I was just going to stop? Because you know what happens? You over there looking at the bell peppers, and then all of a sudden, wow. This is what happens. But the Bible says, give us this day our daily bread. He has given us bread for the day that we're in, y'all. This is why we got to know whom we're serving. Do y'all not know that God is not ignorant and he's yet not stupid? Don't you know when he created you, he know what it takes to maintain what he created? He know everything that his creation needs. When we go back to the book of Exodus, and y'all see, was it in Exodus, between Exodus and Numbers, where they wanted more. They didn't want the bread no more. You know, they didn't want the bread from heaven. Come on, y'all, that was their reservoir. It was coming down from heaven. God knew what they needed, but they got tired of eating from heaven. They wanted what the Egyptians had. See, they wanted some meat. They wanted what they wanted. And God was telling them, this is how much you collect each day. Don't get more than what you need because it's going to stink. How about some of them end up getting more and they end up stinking? So what God is saying is we put more trust in the world than we're putting in God because we feel like God don't know us. We're feeling like God don't know what we need. But Paul knew. Paul said, because you supplied for my need. He said, my God is going to supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Is that not awesome? To know that God cares about us enough to know what we need on a daily basis. Y'all, this is why we got to connect to the reservoir. We got to make sure we stay in communication with God because we don't know what's going to happen from one day to the next. You don't know what's going to pop up unexpectedly that you were not expecting to happen. And if something is needed from the unexpectedly, you're going to have to turn to your source of supply, which is God, because God already knew what was going to pop up. God is just going to see if you're going to turn to me and not turn to what the world is doing. Some of us are so used to looking to the world to supply for us that when the world don't have, we think we don't have. That's how I know that some of us don't know that God is our reservoir. He's our source of supply. He gives us what we need when we need it. So God is saying today, can you trust me? Can you depend on me? Do you know that I'm God? Do you know that I'm El Shaddai? Do you know that I'm the Almighty God? Do you know that I'm Jehovah Rapha? Do you know that I'm your healer? God said, in being your reservoir, he said, I will supply healing. I will supply prosperity. I will supply joy. I will supply peace. I will supply everything that you need. He said, I am your deliverer. So when you need to be delivered from something, I'm your reservoir. And this is why you need to know God so well that you need to say, God, it's nothing that I can ever go through that you ain't already made the supply for, that you're not already the source for whatever I'm going through. God, because you made that way already for me. Think about it, y'all. When those people were in Egypt and they were going through and they were in bondage, God sent Moses to be their deliverer, to bring them out of the place that they were in. They had a choice whether to come with God or whether to stay. And God was saying, if you come and follow me, I'm going to be your reservoir. I'm going to be your supply. Your shoes are not even going to wear out. Your clothes are not even going to wear out. Y'all, that was a 40-year trip. That was a 40-year journey that didn't have to take 40 years. But because of where the people were, because of where their heart was, because of where their mindset was, God had to take them that way to see if they were going to turn to him or turn away from him. And we know some of them died in the wilderness. Why? Because their heart and their mindset was on Egypt. They were delivered out of Egypt, but guess what? Their mind was still set on Egypt. And that's just like some of us. God has delivered us. He has set us free. He has brought us out of bondage through his son, Jesus Christ. But we're living just like the Egyptians. We're living just like we're in Egypt. We're lusting and we're longing for what the Egyptians have, or what the world has, instead of lusting and longing for what God has already provided for us. And this comes through having a hardened heart, y'all. When your heart gets so hardened, that means it's callous. That means it becomes more sensitive to whatever you've been focusing on. Anything that you focus on the most, that's where you are. Anything that you wake up to, that's what you've been focusing on. If you've been going through financially and you focusing on how am I going to make it, you're not looking at God as your reservoir. You're not looking at God for who he is. You're not looking at that God has all supplied already all your needs. And when you go back to creation, that should show us when God created the heaven and the earth, he put in heaven and on earth what was needed. He knew what was needed. here on earth for us to live, y'all. And they had everything that they needed in that garden. Nothing missing, nothing broken. God had created it for them to live in without having any needs or having anything that they could desire. Why? Because God knew what they needed even before they asked. And y'all know Satan come up in there and he deceived them or deceived Eve and made it look like you still don't have enough. And this is what he do for us today. Even if we were millionaires right now, it still wouldn't be enough. You know why? Because people that ain't used to using what they have or the little that God has given you and you can't use it the right way, those millions are going to seep through your hand just like it was a $5 bill. Why? Because if you ain't faithful over little, you are not going to be ruler over much. Some of us are asking for much, but you ain't giving from the little that you have. And when you don't, are not willing to give, see, God was showing me this. In order to know that God is your reservoir, I want to go back here. You got to take your mind off of you. You got to quit looking at you. You got to quit saying it's all about me. And some people say, it's not all about me, it's about him. But if it was about him, you will be doing what he required you to do. You will do what he asked you to do. People spend too much time with themselves, looking at what they need and looking at how somebody has this and they don't have it. And now they asking me for this. I don't have everything. Why they got to have it? I do without. Why can't they do without? But what did God say? It ain't for you to say who get this and who don't get this. It's for you to be obedient to what God has said. See, God look at your obedience. I don't care if there was a millionaire and God told you to give a millionaire a car. Why would I give him a car? He's a millionaire because I said give him that car. Because I'm doing something with that millionaire heart to let him know it ain't about his money. It ain't about all these riches that he has. I'm putting him in a humbling state to let him know there was a person that didn't have much and gave their only car to the millionaire to let him know it ain't about you. But we will look at the millionaire because he's a millionaire staying in a mansion, and we rolling up in that mansion with a Pinto and say, you want me to leave my Pinto here and catch the bus? Yes, I want you to do it because I'm not only showing you something, I'm going to show him something today. You're going to turn over the title. You're going to give it to him. You work hard for that Pinto. You save your money for that car. And God said, I want you to give it up to this millionaire. Surely that ain't God. Oh, yeah, God do stuff. He take the foolish to conform the wise. See, this is why God will take what you have and he'll roll it over and he say, you're making an investment, child. Because the Bible says that when you hear the cry of the poor and you ignore that cry, the Bible say when you cry, it will not be heard. And some people are crying out for stuff, but you see people that are less fortunate than you, and you won't even open up your hand to give them anything because you already done judged them. But the Bible, when the Bible says something, it's not going to be changed. It's not going to be turned. So God is saying, I want my people to know me as their reservoir. I want them to know that I have their supply. But until you get over yourself, you're not going to recognize me the way you need to recognize me because your dependency is on yourself. Some of us feel like if I didn't work, I wouldn't have. If I didn't work, we wouldn't be where we are today. Some of us feel like if it wasn't for my income, this family wouldn't make it. If I'm out of work, what are we going to do? See, you don't know God because God will take you off of a job and give you more off the job than you had when you was on the job. Why? Because you recognize it. God, no matter what happens, God, you are my reservoir. You are my source of supply. God, I can count on you when I can't count on anyone. But we're getting to the point that we're looking at man as God. How do I know? Because when we get these jobs, I want y'all to understand that you didn't just walk in that job on your own and get it. See, God had to turn their hearts on your behalf to give you that job to place you where you are. And God should be the one getting the glory, not the person behind the seat. Because when we go on these jobs, we do it to please God and not man. We do it unto the Lord. The Bible tells you to do it unto the Lord and not unto man. Because it ain't man that gave it to you. Remember, God owns everything. He's the source of supply. So when you putting that man or that woman before God, when that man and woman fail you, you looking like a fool. Why? Because you put all your trust in them, thinking that it was them that made you rich. It was them that gave you that promotion. The Bible said promotion don't come from the east nor from the west. Promotion comes from God. He put it up and he set it down. So it don't come from man. So as long as your attention is on man, you're going to look to man to elevate you. Man can't elevate you. God is the one that touches man's heart to put you where you need to be. You don't bow down to man. You give God glory because you say, God, if you hadn't opened the door, I wouldn't be able to walk through the door. And if the door got closed, there is another door for me. So I'm going to give you glory because you're my reservoir. You are my source of supply. And no man can take what you have given. But our hearts and minds are so much on us. If I don't do this, it won't get done. See, when you look at you as being your source, I want y'all to know that you can give out sometimes. You can get tired. You can get fed up. You can say, I'm not doing this no more. You know why? Because you were doing it yourself. But the Bible says, I love this, that he is your strength. The Bible says that he gives power to the faint and to them that have no might. God increased the strength. That means that when I feel like I can't make it, I don't look to me to make it. I look to the reservoir, which is God, that giveth out the supply for the strength I need for the day. So I say, God, it's not me that's going to do this. But God, it's you that's going to work through me to do what needs to be done. So I'm giving you glory that you have already strengthened me for the task. See, some of us, when it comes to God, we lay down on God. But when it comes to work, I don't care how tired you are, when they said you can make extra for coming in when you're off, sure, you're right. You pop up like popcorn. And you say, you know, I can do this because you're looking to money as your God. But when it comes to coming into the house of God, when we're tired, we lay there a while. Well, you know what? I'm tired. I'm just going to sit here and rest. I'll just watch it live. I'll just, you know, do it that way. I don't need to come to church. The Bible tells us not to forsake the fellowship and coming together. Why? Because I'm going to tell you something. Every joint supplies. There may be something that you need that you can't get over the air. Well, you can get it over the airways, but being there is a difference. And I love it that each time that I'm in the need of something, I'm going to tell you something, God will groom you. He will groom you so well that that's the only one you turn to. And see, for me to be up here telling you this, y'all got to know where I've been. God have always told me to look to the hills. From which cometh my help. He said, your help comes from me. God let me know I'm your present help in the time of trouble. See, that's why I have to stay in this word. I have to indulge myself in this word. And one thing that I don't do as a pastor, I don't depend on folk. Let me tell you why. Don't get me wrong. God can use each and every individual in this place. But I'm not depending on you to feed me. I'm not depending on you to clean my house, wash my car, cut my grass. I'm not depending on you for all of that. Why? Because if God wants anybody to do it, he'll change the heart and he'll send them because he know what I need. And we need to quit as pastors depending on people to do stuff for us that God ain't told them to do. You can have the wrong one up in your house that shouldn't be in your house because you think you above God. You think people supposed to do it because you have a title. Y'all, it don't work like that. God do things the way God want to do things. And when God touch your heart, not only for me but for anybody, it is God's doing and not your own. Just be obedient. Don't try there to do it, leave it alone. Let God be your source of supply. Let God do what he needs to do in your life. And God began to show me something. Y'all, go with me to 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. And this is what God showed me about allowing him to be your source of supply. This is happening with Jehoshaphat. All of us know this so well, right? When we know a thing, we should be living a thing. We don't go into the Word of God and read the Word just to read it. We go in there and say, God, this is an example for me. If you did it for Jehoshaphat, you're going to do the same thing for me. So we see what was going on with Jehoshaphat. In verse 2, Jehoshaphat found out there was a great multitude coming against him. It was a great multitude. So that means that it was some kings coming up against Jehoshaphat. But I like what the Word of God said Jehoshaphat did. Fear did come. But it said he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. Look what Jehoshaphat did. He got some news. And that news that Jehoshaphat got was to him some awful news. I got this great multitude coming out against me. So he began to fear, but what he did, he didn't turn to nobody else. The Bible says he set himself. Himself means he set his face to seek the Lord. See, our problem is when you don't know God as your source, you're not going to set yourself to seek the Lord. You're going to set yourself to seek what you've been seeking. You're going to try to find the money. You're going to try to find the ways to be healed. You're going to try to find the ways to be delivered. You're going to try to find the ways to have peace. You're going to try to find the ways to have joy. But Jehoshaphat knew the only way I can get through this great multitude is to seek. So he began to seek, meaning he began to inquire of the Lord what to do. So in order for him to do that, he knew he had to shut his flesh down. See, some of us, we don't want to shut the flesh down. Because, see, the flesh rules us. We have given the flesh what the flesh wants so many times that soon as we even have a thought of fasting, the flesh act like it want to faint. The flesh act like it want to get dizzy on you. The flesh act like it want to cut the food and start craving stuff all of a sudden, and you wasn't hungry before you set your face to seek the Lord. Flesh want to just faint and say, wait a minute, hold up. Maybe that ain't the way to go today. I'll just seek him, but I eat something because I don't want to go into a coma. But see, Jehoshaphat knew what it took to hear from the Lord because you don't want your flesh getting in the way. See, flesh ain't never satisfied. That's why you got to take from the flesh to let flesh know God is my reservoir. You don't own me. God owns me. So this is what Jehoshaphat did. He proclaimed a fast. But guess what? In that verse, it shows you he had a relationship. He had a relationship with God because he turned to God. And then it began to say, he said, and Jehoshaphat feared, and he gathered them together to ask help of the Lord. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. Look at your neighbor, say, if you listen, you'll learn something. That's why. That's truth. See, some of us don't want to hear this word, but we want to hear other things that we think that can help us. Y'all, this is his word. His word is going forth to give you something to let you know this is what you need. I want you to feed off of this.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast on today. If you have a testimony on how this broadcast has truly blessed your life, please call us at 866-907-6836. If you would like a copy of the teaching in its entirety, you may contact us at 866-907-6836. You may write us at Miracle Post Office Box 1042, Bergall, North Carolina 28425. Visit us on the internet, www.miracletemple.org. www.mpdm.org.